The cattle market trades around lots of news. I'm Daniela Drotzman with your Farm News Update. Last week, we had a lot of news circling around our cattle market, creating some volatility as we opened the day on Monday. You know, it felt like the market has digested the news pretty well. Overall, still seeing really strong cash, strong demand, and Brad Coima with Coima, Coima, and Varlick agrees.
Well said. The reality is, it is what it is, okay? But, you know, some days I wish we could just talk about what the box beef is and how many cattle are on the show list and, you know, some of this real fundamentals that I'm familiar with, at least on the cattle. But it seems like, you know, we need to cover some topics like the last thing that was said out of Washington, talking about Argentina, of course. Market needs to, you know, assimilate or worry about the gorilla in the room here to a certain degree with the vote to strike at Greeley while they're still working now as they're working toward negotiating. But I think that there's a real threat that there could be at least a temporary work stoppage there before they cut a deal, but we'll see. So that's out there.
And another topic that Brad likes to pay attention to is?
Kill cuts. A lot of Packers taking Monday off for the holiday, and I think that that's a function of tight supply, Danielle. So at the end of the day, you know, the market's got plenty to worry about, especially when you're at these kind of price levels. But I think one of the patterns that we've seen lately, Danielle, is that we get in the middle of the week like today. There isn't a lot of news. There isn't any cash news yet other than sale barn news. So the market kind of slops around, chops around. And then Friday we go, oh, look at that. Cash is a couple, three higher again, like it has been. And then that induces a rally. I think cash will be just fine this week. I think we got a shot at being a little bit higher. So hopefully that pattern continues, Daniel.
Again, Brad Coima with Coima, Coima, and Varlick. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.